The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, random reptoid, or chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story, share your experience. Because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you very much for joining me on this Monday evening. And boy, what a nice weekend we had. That was beautiful out there. Sunday, I even took a 3-mile walk. And that was, well, we won't be doing that anytime soon. But that was fun at the moment. And, you know, I don't think there's any better exercise than going out and doing a walk every once in a while and getting around and smelling that spring air. And I don't know. That was really a lot of fun to do. A couple things I want to talk about before we get to our guest tonight. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to a new network that we are on, a Facebook network called the Get Haunted Network, and they're available on Facebook, and they have a lot of other paranormal programming throughout the day. Go to Get Haunted and subscribe, and you'll also be able to see all the different programs that they have on there as well. You know, and that's the thing about anything talking paranormal, really anything about talking about anything, is that there are so many avenues that we can go down and talk about that these shows on all the networks I'm on are not duplicating each other. They are all doing some very unique things, and they're very enjoyable. And I recommend go over to Get Haunted, like their page, follow them, and follow the other programming that's on there. I think that you'll really enjoy it. And, you know, that's the thing. Speaking of that, there's so many different avenues that we can go down talking about this stuff. And that is why I have Suzanne Worthley on tonight. And Suzanne is an energy practitioner. She's an intuitive. She's a healer. She's an author. And she sees things very differently than anyone else I know. And I mean that as a very sincere compliment, because she is able to take very complex situations, concepts, and kind of whittle them down in a way that is accessible for people like me, because there's a lot out there that we do not understand that we're trying to learn. And people like Suzanne exist to help people to understand what's going on around us, and that what we're living is you know, it's not a lie or anything, but there is so much more to that. So Suzanne, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Thanks for having me again. I'm so excited. It's great to see your face again.
It's, you know, it's interesting, because I think we saw each other briefly since you were last on, but you were last on like in July or something. It's been a while.
Isn't that long already? Wow. Maybe I'm thinking that just when we were out together. Yeah, that wasn't all that long ago, but still goes fast, right?
It does go very fast. And, yeah. And you know, one of the things that you and I talked about bringing up in the program tonight was just simply talking about kind of, you know, this the way that the world, the Earth, is kind of feeling energetically at the moment. That the one thing that I feel a lot of anxiety. I personally feel a lot of anxiety when I think about just how life is going in general. I don't mean my life. I mean like beyond my existence. Like seeing what's going on out there and stuff. And we are in an election year. We have a lot of we have a lot of conflict going on in the world with wars and stuff. And you know, I wanted to talk with you about that. And before we get too far into that, I do want to kind of put a slight disclaimer to that. Is we're talking about this stuff, but when we're talking about elections, politics, and stuff, we're talking about all parties. We're not talking about the people you don't like. We're not talking about the policies you don't like. Everyone is feeling this, I personally believe, Suzanne.
I will totally do too. And my own personal disclaimer on anything that I do for any, you know, show or my own business or my own anything is take what resonates and toss the rest, because we can't be everybody's truth, because everybody is individualized, and that's the beauty of this stuff. But it is really an insane, really kind of crazy time. And the beauty about being a full-time practitioner is I kind of have my hand on the pulse of what's happening for people. Mm-hmm. And I can see trends, and I can see themes, and I can see really consistencies. And this last solstice, in our winter solstice in December 21st, it kind of puts the trajectory forward for the coming year. And a lot of people were really kind of going into this like, holy crap, what's going to happen this year? Mm-hmm. And it kicked off like crazy with January having some massive astrological things. And our volatileness of the energy fields has been crazy off the charts. And people are all over the place and they're seeing chaos. And then you add in, like you said, the concept of a political year, and people are just, you know, they're either hunkering down and they won't budge because I'm right and you're wrong, or they're terrified because everything's falling to pieces. Right.
Well, that's just it. Is the chicken coming before the egg on this? I mean, are they related at all, or is this all just kind of energy kind of creating this anxiety, and it just so happens to be like with the angst in the world at the moment that it's being projected as those are the reasons?
It's almost like the egg is scrambled, in my opinion, because it's all of it. Okay, but nothing is before or after, nothing is because of. It's just all interpenetrated. So energetically speaking, from my perspective, I've seen a trajectory that's going to go crazy all the way into spring. And then I don't even know. And normally I kind of have a better feeling. Yeah. But equinox is coming very soon this month. It's going to be really, really rocky, in my opinion, from that time period on. But it's going to be rockier more for those, Greg, who aren't doing their work. And what I mean by that is really going into their own personal fields and getting rid of what is causing the angst for the political year, meaning I have to be right.
Yeah.
You're wrong. I need to know. I need to not know. I mean, it's just this tug of war because we have our egos all out of whack right now. So they are working off of one another, because when the earth is changing and the Schumann, the heartbeat of our earth is rising, our coronal mass injections are flying at us. We are right in the middle with our finger in the socket, right?
Yeah.
And when our fear goes through the roof and we're not doing our work to get rid of judgment and fear, we're only going to get sucked in more to the program.
It's a theme that I run into very often when I have mediums on and intuitives on, and you know, like, and even drilling it down to the very simplistic level of you're doing one question readings for somebody and they're talking about, you know, why am I not finding the love of my life? Why am I not getting this? Why am I not doing that? And I think to your point, the point I'm actually trying to get at here is that the people hear what the medium wants to say, or what they're being told to say, but the people don't want to do that work.
Right. Right. People don't want to do their work. And you know what? We all signed up for being on this planet.
Yeah.
Or we wouldn't be here. You know, we signed up from a soul's perspective to be here during a really critical time of ascension. Ascension in a planetary existence and in a human kind existence means the breakdown of all of the illusions that we have been really running as programming for eons, right? Mm-hmm. And people don't like that, because to tell you the honest truth, most people like being a sheep. They like being led. They like being, I don't want to speak up. I just want to go under the radar and, you know, keep it chill. And a lot of people won't admit that, but it's easier in their opinion to be like that. So it's not easy standing up and being heard and being judged and being attacked and being all these things. But gosh, when you start to really own your own stuff and do your own work and get rid of that judgment and not worry about that backlash, freedom and sovereignty comes forward, and it takes a lot.
And I feel like ego plays a big part of that too, right? Because people don't, because I mean, first of all, the sheeple part of it, absolutely. And, I have my own views on that, but also the idea too of, you know, when we talk about people being stubborn in their beliefs, that there's no matter where you are, there's going to be people who do not want to give anything, that there is no collaboration. And it feels like when you're doing that, it's like a muscle that just gets tough, that is stubborn. It's tough. No one's going to get anywhere. No one's going to move anything. And it blows me away that no one can see that you have to have give or take in life. We always preach that to our children, right. But yet as adults, we're not really doing that.
We do. We see exactly the push and pull that's going nowhere. That is literally our government.
Totally.
I mean, it is literally our government. And the funniest part is we've been doing it forever.
Yeah.
And we keep doing it. And, you know, I think what's so interesting about energy is people do not honor the biggest law that kicks our ass, which is the law of attraction. So yeah. Every time we're yapping about everything we don't want, what people that don't study this don't understand is that the more I bitch about what I don't want, I'm creating more of it, because there's not anything in the universe that's sitting up there going, oh, I think Greg didn't want that. All it feels right. is the pulse mm-hmm. of the information. And it will just jump on that and ride away on a wave. So we're the ones creating this mess.
Well, and that's a great segue into that, of the idea that people don't, you know, I think all of us in this community, we understand that that, you know, the idea of manifestation, and mm-hmm. so many people think manifestation, oh, is getting us what we want. But manifestation also is, if you're putting enough energy into something, you're creating it.
Oh, for sure.
And you have this
with, by the way, thought and emotion. So let's get into the political year. Yeah. What is it? They trigger thought, they trigger emotion so that they get the action that they want. And so, again, this is a big illusionary game. And the smarter we get, it gets really fun to actually watch. It's almost like, give me a bigger bowl of popcorn, because it's getting so silly.
Yeah.
And I don't care who you like or yeah. don't like. It isn't, at this point, nothing matters to me in that regard, because the reason why people dig in, and the reason why people judge, and the reason why people are so flippin' angry, no matter which side of the or the person that you're talking about, yeah. it's because you are that person. In yeah. some way, shape, or form, we are all that person, because we all have it in us. And people don't like that. And man, when I teach that, or I have clients that I'm like, the reason why you don't put an insert in parentheses, whichever one you want, the reason why you don't like so-and-so and he bothers you so much is because it stirs up the potentialities of the absolute horrorness that we have inside of our own selves.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like looking in the mirror a little bit.
Yep. That's what it is. It's called projecting and mirror work. And so when I really cannot stand so-and-so because he makes me so angry with the way that he talks or the way that we act, the reason it is because we all, as a human race, as a human being, have a potentiality to go that vile. Now, we may not do it. We may not even think it, but we have the capability. And that's the innate inside of us that is so scary that if we don't make friends with that, it's going to eat away at us, and we live in anger and fear and judgment the whole time. But the minute we make peace with the fact that I actually could say that, think that, do that, be that, that's when you can release it.
Yeah. And I think to that, the fact that people don't realize that they can release it. I mean, if people actually stopped and realized that, you know, how much better would their own, you know, soul be, and just how they feel about themselves, if they realize that they don't have to carry literally the weight of the world on them, because that's what they're basically doing.
Yep. I mean, these are destroying families.
Yeah.
It's destroying relationships. It's destroying workmates. I mean, it's destroying so many different things when we're drawing this line in the sand and we forget oneness. The law of one is the biggest law of the universe. And it is a real thing. And when our egos get in the way and go off the charts with a patriarchal top-down boss management of, you know, you have to do this, you have to think this, you have to act like this, we again become these sheep that don't even understand that, well, wait a minute. If I honor you, you can actually have a different viewpoint, and I don't have to believe it. I don't have to like it, but I certainly can just have space
yeah.
to honor it.
Yeah. And right? and just imagine people being like, there are certain things I don't like, but there's certain things I do like. It's okay to like something that someone else, some other party or whatever else, because that was the original purpose, isn't it, of
right.
of government, that we're all supposed to try to work together. And like I said earlier, it's that whole thing of like, we're brought up, you know, our parents in general are bringing up to us like, this is, you know, this is how you interact with your, you know, school friends. There's give and take. There's collaboration. There's all this. Why do we forget that now? What, yeah. you know, there's no reason to.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough year, period.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that everything else energetically is shifting at rapid pace, and it will not stop. It is going to be a fast and furious trajectory for quite a few years and a long time, let's just say it that way.
Sure.
And so when that energy is shifting so quickly, if someone is not aware that the energetic changes are affecting their nervous system, and which then kicks off or triggers a belief system, if they don't have that skill set in line, they're just going to get sucked into the fear of something very easily. And this is when things go off course. So it all comes down to the energy is going to be chaotic. Get used to it. Make friends with that. Right.
Yeah.
And then get really skilled at discerning.
Do you have any idea why that trajectory is so quick now? Why what is causing that?
Yeah, the group that I have an online membership called Vibe Tribe, and you sure. can check it out on my website if you choose to, but they're really an amazing group of people that I've had for many, many years, and I teach them every month on webcasts, and we have been talking a lot about the hologram, and when I teach them the concept of the holographic universe and the hologram that we live in, I bring up the Jenga game. And it's really, really a great metaphor for us, because when we first initially came into Universe 12, the Jenga game was very stable, right? And as the game went on, the pieces started to poke out, right? And the little things started to come out and the wobble started. And all of a sudden, then the dark agenda came in and flipped the Jenga piece and stuck it back in, but it was completely upside down, reversed and distorted, right?
Sure, yep.
So this hologram has been bringing forward opportunities for the benevolent beings to really come back online and put the holograph back together. So this is what grid workers do. And this has been going at a rapid, rapid pace because, boy, talk about disclosure. This is where the flashlights are going on and you're seeing the underbelly of the hologram.
Wow. I mean, there's just so much right there. Why don't we go ahead and let's go ahead and do that. Let's take our first break. When we come back, I want to read some of the comments in the comments section here. I think that those are really good. If you have questions for Suzanne, make sure you put them in the comments. We'll get to those as well. There's a lot more we're going to talk about. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And join us this Wednesday at Billy's and Bar and Grill in Anoka at 6:30 p.m. for Ghost Stories and Beyond. This month, we're going to be doing a live Spirit Box session there where we're going to try to bring through loved ones as well as, well, anybody else. We're going to see how it goes. We're going to bring a couple different types of Spirit Boxes over to Billy's. It's $10 to get in, but don't forget, it does not cover the cost of food or drink, but burgers are half price on Wednesdays, so it's going to be a really pretty awesome evening. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Come on out, say hi. We're going to have a great time out there. Now, great things are happening over at Magus Books this weekend. I'm going to find my place here. March 9th is Chaos Magic 101, starting at 1 p.m. This class will cover the history of chaos magic as a movement, as well as its core philosophy. Students will leave with an understanding of how to immediately use the principles of chaos magic, as well as how to make their own sigils. Then on Sunday, March 10th, looking for fun new ways to explore tarot, well, Nancy Anatucci is hosting a tarot sandbox lab at Magus Books in Minneapolis. This free experimental class offers playful exercises to help you deepen your understanding of tarot imagery. Make sure you go and pre-register over at magusbooks.com, and also to see everything else they have going on over there. They're doing a lot of great stuff. So please go check out magusbooks.com. They're over on Central Avenue. They are really great. We are talking with Suzanne Worthley, and we are talking about really a lot of great conversation about energy in general and stuff. And Suzanne, I'm going to say that reading the comments here, there's people who are really enjoying our conversation tonight. They're saying that this show is on point, basically.
Great. Thanks. Cool. Yeah, and have them keep chatting. Have them keep sending it in, because I want to answer whatever it is that they're struggling with. But It is. It's a tough time, right?
Well, and so Rob has a question for you. Do you think this revolution that appears to be happening in line with significant historical moments?
I think it we always are in line with historical moments because we are patterns after patterns after patterns. That's what we do. Universes are patterns within patterns. And the way that the humans evolve and the way that everything evolves is always repeat, repeat, repeat. And we go back and hopefully do it better. But lots of times we don't learn our lessons. And so we are definitely going through massive historical moments right now because the ascension process in and of itself has never happened ever like this. This mm-hmm. is the most significant historical moment in terms of energetic ascension that's ever happened on this planet. We're in universe 12. We tried it 11 times, right? And this is the time when we are making the most significant change in not only our planet, but our galaxy, universe, and mostly in the human race itself. So this is, yeah, this is like this revolution. What we're seeing as a revolution or a breakdown or chaos is actually the breakdown of the illusion. It's hard for people to get that. So people like me are like, yes, this is awesome because it looks like chaos and hell. And to me, that's showing me that we're moving forward, if that helps Robert at all. Does that make some sense?
Yeah, well, I'm wondering because, you know, in a way, like, for example, and, you know, this is the way that, you know, it kind of came to my mind and I'm probably way off on it and feel free to tell me so. You know, it's like those fires that go out of control, like wildfires and stuff like that on Earth. And people are like, well, we don't like this. We don't like this. You know, it's burning houses and stuff. But mm-hmm. wildfires are specifically meant to kind of refresh the Earth. Is yep. kind of what happening here is kind of a universal refresh?
Not kind of, it is. It is a reset. We are in the midst of the biggest reset we have ever, ever experienced spiritually, ever. And you have to understand, if you choose, which I really hope people start to open their mind to, these things where people have horrific things happen, they are contracted for those from a soul standpoint. They are yeah. participatory from a higher space. And that doesn't take away the horror of the situation of the loss of life, for example, when we're talking the wars and the Ukraines and, you know, the Israeli situations and all of the, it is horrific. But at the very same time, this is energy that's opening things like Stargate portals so that we can align energies from our Earth planet, use our human body and connect to the cosmos. It's fascinating and huge. And if this loss of life wasn't included, we wouldn't be doing this work. So again, we can honor their loss of life as a soul contract. We still feel the sadness, but we don't hold it. We honor it and then move that outward.
Absolutely. That's very, and then of course, I mean, things are going well between you and I, then you bring up the 12th universe. I don't remember the first 11. I'm going to be perfectly honest. You know, and maybe that's just me not paying attention, but you know,
that's very galactic history. That's another show.
See, I said at the beginning, you're going to say stuff that we may not understand, but we'll eventually get there and we'll break it down as well.
Well, we're talking about pre even like when Earth was just in the glimmer of the mother, you know, the mother God eye. I mean, we're talking, weren't even a glimmer.
So. You know, I need to drink when I do these shows with you. I mean, that's just really how it is, but it's
this
a good
is
thing.
Actually vodka. No.
So moving back to comments, we got a number of people on here talking and whatnot. And Bruce asked the question, what would be a good technique to personally wrangle in energy chaos? But you can't wrangle it in, can you?
Yeah. What you want to do, in my opinion, again, take what resonates. But I think everything is about honor. When it comes to energy, we honor the chaos because energy is always in flux. It's always going to change. So we don't want to wrangle it in as much as we just want to ride the wave. And so the more that you can work your own personal energy field, Bruce, in terms of your own auric field, you can start to do discernment to say, oh, is that fear and chaos mine? Is this Bruce's? And if it's not Bruce's, I want to discern that it's outside of my field and I don't let it in to interpenetrate and put dis-ease into my body, which ultimately drives me to disease, whether that's physical, emotional, or mental. So we want to discern that energy and then we want to disperse it and transmute it. We don't necessarily want to wrangle it in. We want to honor it, transmute it, and put it back to source. The reason why we want to put all this information back to source, everyone that's listening, is because source or God place is literally the library of everything that ever was, could be, and maybe, and all of the above. And we want those emotions and those horrors to go back there so that in between lives of other incarnates, they have access to that information.
Absolutely.
This is so important. Does that make sense that they have access to the horrors of what it feels like to be a child of war? We would never have war if we had new incarnates coming in going, oh, hell no, we would never do that to one another.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that makes sense. You know, and maybe, and Bruce, this might not be what you're asking at all, but you know, part of me is like, you know, maybe the question is maybe not is what would personally wrangle in the energy chaos, but what can I do to stay positive, to stay mindful, to make sure that, you know, we are here, we have this happening around us, but it shouldn't have to destroy me as a person. You know, maybe that's, to me, that's the question that I would want to ask.
And let's dovetail off that for you and Bruce both. I recently did my own, we have a podcast as well called Energy Unleashed on my Suzanne YouTube. And It is really important for us to understand how much it is like vital that we that are having a peaceful life, a calm life, a wonderful, beautiful life, honor that as well and hold that with no guilt or shame. You know, oh, how can I feel good when all those children are dying? How can I ever feel any, you know, joy or gratitude? Well, that's your job, so that that actual other energy gets into the collective and it balances it out so that, again, like finds like in the collective. Because if we're all sucked into the chaos, all we're doing is putting gasoline on the fire.
Yeah.
Right? So our job also, Bruce, is to say, gosh, my job is great. My relations are great. Oh my goodness, I'm getting all the fear out of my own system and body. I feel awesome, and put that into the universe so that we have choices.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I might be barking up the wrong tree here, but you know, when you're talking about, you know, that people who are, you know, feeling the anguish of the fact that there are so many other people dying around the world and that they're taking that in a way, in a perverse way, I feel like it's almost ego in a sense as well, you know, that they want to keep, you know, that, yeah, it's one thing to be mindful of it, but at the same time, it's like, it's almost like it's not even about trying to be recognizing that, but it's to kind of push it onto other people as well, you know, and I don't think that that's healthy. You know, it's, yeah, you want to be mindful of it. You want to know that this happens and that it's unfortunate, but at the same time, it's like you have to live your life. You can't let that stop you.
This is the point, exactly what you're getting to here. And this is why people get so confused. And I wrote about that. We chatted, I think, the last time on my empath book. So the Confident Empath book really shows when we take in all that pain and horror, it does trigger your ego, because I'm the one that's, you know, I can feel all this. But what we don't understand when we do that is, again, that just ignites more and more, and I get sick. And it is really, it's a backwards, screwed up ego that says, you know, I'm going to get in there and I'm going to make mad of this. The point is to get rid of the fear in your own human vehicle. The point of us being down here is to create heaven on earth, and it starts within my own vehicle, which is this. And so this is perceived, however, as selfish, especially, God forbid, if you grew up Catholic, right?
Oh, gotcha.
And so, not bashing Catholics, but kind of in terms of, you know, we grew up that way, right? Everything was, you can't come first, you know, share your joys with everybody, right? And we teach it this since day one. And so it's very difficult for us to feel like we get to come first. And energetically speaking, it is imperative we come first, right?
It's logically makes sense because everything feeds into everything else.
Yep.
You have to start at home first, right?
Exactly. Clean up your own house.
Absolutely. Now, before I go any further, can you let everyone know where they can? You said Suzanne YouTube. I really don't feel like that's enough to get to it.
Sorry. On YouTube, you can just Google me under my own name. So Suzanne Worthley. If you just go onto YouTube, Suzanne Worthley comes up. I have all my own individual, all kinds of videos on there for myself. And then all of our podcasts can come through there too. And you can subscribe and then you'll get, you know, the indication for the Energy Unleashed podcast we upload every week.
That's fantastic. Let's go ahead and get through some more questions here, because people are sending through some great things. Let's see here. What did I not get to here yet? Let's see. Emily asked the question, why do we have a human experience? What is the purpose for that?
I love that. I love that question. It is, in my opinion, again, because the source energy, God, a lot of us were raised with the concept of God, A, as a guy, B, he's a human kind of a thing. He's got, you know, long hair and a book and he sits on a cloud and he has a dress and the whole nine yards. It is a design intelligence. It is a omnipresence of simply love. And nothing can know itself until it has an embodied experience. And so source energy fractals itself. It's a fractalization of light source energy that keeps fractalizing and fractalizing. And that prismatic fractal that comes off of that God source keeps fractalizing down, almost like a flow chart of a corporate executive office, right? Mm-hmm. Starts with the owner, goes all the way down to the minions. And we're way at that bottom as an expression of a human experience so that source can know itself. So understand, nothing in the eyes of source is good, bad, or ugly. It just is.
Yeah.
So oftentimes this is really great work to understand that our purpose is here to experience on behalf of source in any way we choose to with our free will attached. And then we can add another layer of that, Greg, when we get into soul contracts, which really puts in another layer or 10 in terms of why am I here karmically. But in my opinion, the very first reason that we're here is we are a fractalization of that light that needs an embodiment to be able to know itself. And the way that I teach my clients is, it's like, oh, I always wanted to know what Hawaii was like. Well, you can read every book and look at a postcard and even look at a YouTube, but until you're standing in the sand with the salt on your face and you actually see and hear that whale, you're never going to know Hawaii, right? You're just not going to know. So that's what we are. We're that vehicle of the knowing.
That's really interesting. And that makes sense. And it also makes sense of like there is it's blind to the good and the not great experiences, which I find very interesting.
Totally, because people will say things like, you know, again, put your favorite politician in there. Why would he or even she be like that? Or even a Hitler situation, or God knows you can pull anything out of the sky on this. Why would they choose? That's so disgusting. Why would they choose? Well, source doesn't have an opinion on that. Source just is. And so it's like, well, there's a choice, you know? And yeah. I was telling my sister who's in town, I keep looking at people now going, well, there's a choice. And it really helps with judgment. Man, you can stop yourself from judging a whole lot of people when you just stop and simply go, there's a choice. There's a choice for a human experience, right?
Absolutely. It makes things less complex, actually.
My God, life is so easy that we want to make it hard. Because why? Because humans don't trust easy. This is another one of the programs that it has to be effing hard for us to be able to trust that it's real. And the reality is that we're created with ease and grace.
Well, and there's so many agendas at play.
Yep.
And folks, when I say that, I mean everywhere. There is not, and I always think, Suzanne, that there's a very big difference between that you have politics and you have government, and those are two different things, and yet all of them have massive amounts of agendas.
And you can even go farther with that. You have politics and you have government, and then you have government.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And then you can probably do that again and again,
probably,
right?
For a million times, right?
Right. It's all just so incredibly silly. And that's why, again, when people come in here as clients and they're so wrapped up in family feuds. I haven't talked to my brother since pre-COVID. I haven't gotten such trouble in. And all of these ridiculousnesses that we put on opinions. Opinions are only opinions. That's all it is. It's just an opinion.
Right.
And we ruin relationships, and we ruin our health, and we ruin so many things on opinions of interesting things that are just thoughts that aren't even a reality half of the time. And then they glom onto them and make it something to fight over. It's just astounding to me.
Is it really worth it at the end of the day?
Oh,
and it's
God.
Not.
Yeah. But, you know, I take my job very seriously as a practitioner and as a soul on this planet. And I do my morning meditations to feed back into the collective, because we are here for guardians of this planetary system, and we're not doing our job at all.
No.
You know, go glorify the trees. Don't worry about who's running for government, because it doesn't matter anyway.
Absolutely. Why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's take our second break here.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to, if you have more questions, please put them in the comments. Otherwise, we're going to talk about one of our favorite subjects, death and other things. We've got a lot to get through. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. We'll be right back. And get ready for a hauntingly good time at the March Macabre Meadery Market. Join us on March 9th at the White Bear Meadery for a spine-chilling experience filled with themed jewelry, original artwork, and much more. Dive into the dark side of delight at the March Macabre Meadery Market. Mark your calendars and join us for an unforgettable day. Visit Crunchy Soap and Home on Facebook for details. Once again, that's March 9th, this Saturday. If I can, I'm going to try to get down there and check it out myself. And also, you've been hearing the commercials. Twin Cities Pagan Pride is thrilled to host Paganicon 2024, March 15th through 17th at the Crown Plaza, Minneapolis West Hotel. Come to Paganicon to experience a deep community where people gather to learn, socialize, and get inspired. Check out all of our featured guests and list of activities at tcpaganpride.org and register now for this incredible conference. Paganicon is a safe place to not only be yourself, but meet other like-minded individuals. Join me tomorrow on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bach, and we're going to have on author Jody Den. She's local to Minnesota. We're going to talk about her new book, Angel Trippin', Your Guide to Angel Adventures. On Wednesday, join me. It's going to be what we call a Just Greg episode. It's just going to be me. We're going to play Spirit Box recordings. Since we're going to be doing Ghost Stories and Beyond, and we're going to do Spirit Box, I wanted to play some of my favorite recordings that I've gathered over the years and play some other stuff. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then, of course, Friday is Casual Friday as well. So definitely, please stay tuned to Ghost Box Radio all week. But right now, we're in our conversation with Suzanne Worthley. And we got this has been quite the spirited conversation tonight. This has been a lot of fun, Suzanne.
It's always fun to talk. You and I think we could do like four shows in a row, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just really cool because I think, you know, what I love about doing this and what I love about having you on is, you know, first of all, we have a smart audience and you can see the connections that they're making with what you're saying. And that's, you know, obviously that's the point, right? That's what it's all about, is to be able to have people pick up the concepts that you're laying down, I guess.
Good. And again, take what resonates. Because I don't have to be anybody's truth, but my goal is to plant the seed. And if it dings inside of you and your own body responds, then you know, go with it, right? That's how that works.
Absolutely. Now, let's see here. First of all, Janice, just a little bit of housekeeping. Will the replay be available? Yes, any of the networks, if you're watching this on any of the networks, Facebook networks, you can go back and the video will be there. But also, I will be putting out the podcast version, which is going to be also available on Spotify, iHeart, Apple and Google Podcasts, all the usuals, if you will. So, yeah, lots going on there. Should we talk about the light-friendly subject of death?
Yeah.
Why not? You and I were talking before the show started, and I just said, you know, is it me or does it feel like a lot of my friends, like relatives, parents, their friends, that there's been a lot of like death notices, like people are losing people.
Yes. Yeah. So in the real 3D world, yes, we are losing more people and we're losing them quicker. I've done hospice for years and years. And the days when I was doing hospice, even a decade ago, the hospice patients would hang on for a really long time. And now they're moving very quickly and leaving planet faster. And I think that there's a lot of reasons for that death experience growing because, again, I'm going to go back to these ascension energies. When our ascension energies are happening so quickly and chaotically here, the actual human, and this is not to judge anybody, the actual human that cannot match with the frequency will leave planet. It will be decided that they will leave planet. Now, we all think death is a horrible thing until you start to really work with it. You understand it's just a transmutation. It's just a movement into another form or leaving form per se. So, you know, we don't have to freak out as much, but we are finding a lot of people are going to be leaving this planet because they simply cannot resonate to the frequencies that are going to be holding here. So it's going to get a lot more.
Now, when that happens, is it possible, and I don't mean via like suicide or that, you know, jumping in front of a truck or something, but if you're not really, if you're really having a hard time with how the energy is grooving on the earth right now, Are people subconsciously kind of getting themselves out, so to speak? Like it's like the worry is giving them sickness, or that, you know, whatever, that it's just kind of speeding up their time here because they're subconsciously like, I got to get out.
Yeah, and not to sound judgy, but people are so incredibly ignorant about how we self-dis-ease and turn into disease because of our worry. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't understand, we're not taught this. So it's not that people are ignorant per se, we're just uneducated in terms of when we're angry, when we're scared, we dis-ease our chakra system and our auric fields, and the human body can't take that and it shuts down. So in essence, it's not really suicide, but yeah, I mean, we're killing ourselves. We're killing ourselves with stress.
Absolutely.
And we're killing ourselves with worry. And we're literally killing ourselves as empaths, meaning we're taking on energy and vampiring from one another on, you know, just on a daily basis. It's ridiculous. So,
I think that's interesting too, that, you know, I know a lot of people who do the work that you do. And one of the things that you see often when they get done talking to a client or something, that they're cutting cords or doing whatever they can, because it has to be too much sometimes. Just, And folks, I'm not trying to say that you know, like Suzanne doesn't like what she's doing and that it's just too much or whatever, because this is what she does. She helps people, but it is a lot to take in from your standpoint, because you're actually going to be a lot more, you could be a lot more sensitive to that.
Oh, not only that, because of the quantum work that I do, I take it in from multiverses. I don't even take it in from here. I mean, I take it in from everything.
Yeah.
In fact, I was just at my nephew's brand new house today doing a clearing, and it was in the land. It was in the meridian lines. It was in the home. It was residual energy. It was in the trees. I mean, it's everywhere, right? I mean, that's what this is about. So people are getting much more educated to find, oh gosh, maybe I need some help to clear this. And then we're having much more healthy places to be and live and work also. So this is evolving at the same time, but there's a whole lot of catch up to do. We're way behind.
Absolutely. Once again, I would urge people, if they have a question for Suzanne, to go ahead and put it into the comments, as we have about 8 minutes left and we're getting through here. And it's been a fantastic conversation. Adam asked the question, do we have the choice to relive our same life over again?
In my opinion, Adam, we always have choice in between lives. There's nobody or no thing that makes us come down here and do anything. We are in spiritual form, always in charge of that. That said, I don't believe we would ever choose to have our same life ever, because the energy is always different. The situation is different. The soul contracts are different. The people are different. So if you're referring to possibly some karmic return, yes, that could be choice, but karma is changing drastically right now. We're not in the old loop pattern of karma, like you were the bad guy, I got hurt, now I'm going to be the bad guy and hurt you. We don't do that, hopefully, anymore. That's dissipating now. But individually, soul-wise, we will still choose karma. So that could kind of dovetail off of your question if you're following.
Absolutely. We got a longer one here. I was trying to read that just came through from Travis. We'll put it up and see what it's about here. Travis says, you mentioned soul contracts, and usually when I hear of those, they coincide with reincarnation. You also mentioned we are the fractalization of source. So are we actually individualized souls reincarnating here to learn lessons? And if I may, I usually ask those who propose reincarnation, how are new souls created? However, would this be that fractalization?
Well, can I just do this? I'm hoping we have enough time, because I was going to do this anyway, and this might help a little bit of what we were talking about.
Yep.
Right now, a lot of people are feeling death, not even just 3D death. But what is happening is when we are a human, we're here in our own auric field.
Yep.
And what is happening right now is we're finally dying in terms of all of the me's. So this is maybe the nice me's. This is the kind of the not so nice. This is the really crappy me's. This is the vile me's that I might not be. This is the me's that don't do anything anymore. And what we're doing is we're collapsing our files of ourself into ourselves. So a lot of people are feeling death in a really weird way right now, Greg.
Yep.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm dying, but I don't know what that means. So in essence, we're dying in terms of these file folders coming in. Is that making a little sense so far?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, now what this relates to his question, if we really attach it to our soul or our higher self, that is attached to me in my, I'm going to make a sunshine up here that is in effect akin to my soul and my past lives. So this etheric cord is connected to me until I die, right? And when I die from here, I go back to my soul, I go back to source energy, and I come back and I reincarnate. And then I have another experience tethered here. And when that happens, I go back. So each incarnation after they have left the human form is one of these tentacles out here. Are you following?
Yep. Yep.
So these are also collapsing. So I'm collapsing as a human and I'm collapsing my past lives. So a lot of us are feeling death and yet we're collapsing reincarnation in terms of old programmed karma. So we now will have karma with an incarnation that has a more soul-based reason to evolve. It's not the old crap that we used to play. And so this is happening all the way up the chain. I only did two versions of it.
Sure.
Then the soul will collapse into the soul body, the DNA family lineage body, the soul essence, and it keeps going up that so-called chart of the fractalization. Does that make some sense?
It does. It does. I mean, obviously, it feels like that we could do a whole show just on, I mean, couple shows just on this.
This is big. This is what I've been teaching my people a lot. So when we're fractalizing, your soul will even fractalize, like he's asking. When the soul itself is a fractalization, the soul then fractals. So it's pattern within pattern. It's fascinating work.
It is. And there's a lot to take in here. Rob says, this diagram essentially looks like a flower blooming and it seems appropriate.
Yeah, actually. And that's because I was making but it does. It's adorable, really, isn't it?
And
it is. It's rebirth. And, you know, I want to point this out for people because there's so much confusion right now that people are feeling scared of this feeling of impending doom. And this is the doom. So it's actually awesome because you're getting rid of all the crap. And I'm going to go back to politics. We're going to wrap this up.
Yep.
If I can understand that that person who I vehemently hate and I don't want in that office is this, this, and this, this is why we hate it. Because even Suzanne has the potential to be this, 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 and this, and this, even though I may not want to own that or even do that, but I have the potential. So I can honor somebody else's, again, well, there's a choice.
Right.
You know, I can honor their choice without getting wrapped up into it saying, well, I would never do that. Well, of course, you're not here to do that because you're a different fractal, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's just a different fractal. So we can ease off on all of this impending doom, chaos, death, judgment. All of this stuff can just get neutralized so easy.
Wow. That's incredible. I mean, what a great breakdown of that.
Great.
A little bit of feedback here, because we're going to be needing to wrap up here in a second. But Travis just wanted to say thank you for breaking that out like that. The usual answer I get is, I don't know. So your answer gives me a lot to think about.
I hope I got to it because I kind of jumped into a teaching lesson. So I hope you got what you needed there.
I think that's amazing. And I think it's amazing that you had a whiteboard just right there.
I do.
Okay. So as we're getting ready to wrap up here, I do want, because you've been giving so much information, so much of your time today, what can people do to learn more about you, maybe even take some classes, join the Vibe Tribe, about the books? We have about a minute and a half left. Where can people go?
Yeah, everything is on my website, which I'm going to humbly admit is really far behind, but still you can get through it. It is just my name, S. Worthley, so SWORTHLEY.com. You can find my new book. In fact, hang on, I'm going to bend over. This is my new one.
Yep.
Confident Empath. Yep. This is an excellent book in terms of, but it's a tough book. It is not an easy book. I also have a death book that is for sale, and that is coming back into kind of like play because, like we said, so many people are feeling that they want to understand death. And this was my first book that came out in 2020. It's all on my website. So that's what this one looks like, an energy healer's book of dying. But the Vibe Tribe is awesome in terms of, it's $33 a month. You get tons of information. And I teach like crazy. And then I do have a Palmer House event, which where you and I used to hang out.
Yep.
The first week on this Confident Empath book, the first week of May. So if you get on my website and get onto my mailing list, which is with a free meditation you can grab as well, then you'll get the information. And I am just ramping up some stuff real soon here too.
Yeah, there's so much there. And folks, I ask you to really go check it out. When I put out the podcast tomorrow, I'm going to make sure I put the URL for her website so that people can go there. And if you do anything, if you reach out to her or anything, please consider letting them know that you listen to this show. And also, yeah. Maybe I'll also put out there, because we had you on talking about your empath book back in July. I think we can go ahead and I'll put a link out there as well, because that is just something that I think people would really like to hear about. Suzanne Worthley, thank you so very much for hanging out. Wow, what a great conversation. We're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to be talking about angels with Jody Den. It's going to be a fantastic conversation. Everyone have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks.